There are some missing stories in NPR about how a lot of like planned home developments have been changed from single family over to rental properties as people have changed because of the market conditions have came. How did Pella respond to the changes from so much home construction, which of course had dropped off, to maybe more rental construction or people, repairing older homes?
I think there's an incredible opportunity that we saw in the market. I think our executive team saw the strategy for how can we diversify our business and make sure that in case a downturn happened, we can actually respond to it well. And they came up with a design that allows us to play right into that market. And really, we've seen that as an uptick in sales in that specific area. And we believe that, like you said, if there's a transition in some of the ways that people are coming out of college, even the new families that are being developed and are going into rental and apartment complexes, we need to be able to play into that market. And I think they did a really good job in addressing that gap in the market.
You also said, too, and I think there's probably a feeling, as you, the example you pointed out was the automotive industry, big, huge production lines with very set, rigid, inflexible in a lot of ways. And you were saying that actually the Pella plant in Macomb has gone through a lot of changes in the physical layout over the past few years.
Yeah, I think one of the core beliefs that we have as a manufacturer is called lean manufacturing. It's not something we invented. It's a Toyota manufacturing system that really talks about continuous improvement and how can you improve your processes, because you know that today's processes aren't 100% going to achieve the results that you want. And so we implement the continuous improvement philosophy, Kaizen events, that just bring in folks together and say, how can we look at this specific aspect and improve on it?
And you said one of the specific examples was the adding of pre-finishing. Would you talk a little bit about that or explain that just a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, we had a few years ago, we were looking at how can we actually bring the interior finish or pre-finish market back and develop a refined process that would help improve our business, speed to market into the business for the homeowner so that they could actually purchase something that's pre-finished installation-wise, as well as even the quality aspects of it. How can we improve that to a point that we can remove some of that gap out of the business of the selling cycle? So we actually went through a continuous improvement process to refine down both our wood parts making area and our finish, that process that was going to come in, to fill it into a specific space. The results were that we were able to achieve the objectives and meet it with it without serious renovations to the business.
Mm-hmm.